Hello, Bora and Hooch fans. Hello,
hey,
Bora
hey,
fans.
Hey.
Hello, Anne Rice fans. Hello, Interview with the Vampire fans. Hello to all of you guys, because we have to talk about this.
We got to get this series out my system, because I'm hyped up.
I gotta talk about this. People aren't talking about this enough. It's not enough for me. I need people talking about this show way more than they are. So I'm up here hyping it up. I'm spreading the word. This show, this is storytelling at its finest.
It's some very good writing. Some very good writing in this. And not that the books aren't great, but the way that they're portraying it in this TV series is amazing. Adaptation of the books.
Very good storytelling. So tonight's episode, you got me, K Bly, you got D-Ray over here, and we are going to give you this is a spoiler review, okay? This is a spoiler
alert.
Because we got to
watch this if you ain't watched it.
We got to break this down. We got to talk about it. We want to give you guys the little Easter eggs, things we seen. Y'all put in the comments some things that you guys noticed. Get some feedback. The people who've read the books, the people who watched the original movie. But we about to go all up and through this thing.
About to go in.
Yes, about to go in. Shout out to the SG Rose. It is Founders Day week. I got to throw that in there. Happy centennial to my soror.
Look at her Twitter, y'all. Look at her Twitter. She cute today.
I'm representing today. Just so y'all know, it's centennial. Okay. I do that real quick. And of course, you know, got my little cup. Actually, my Marvel cup.
Girl, today. Is that the Avengers? Look at you.
Because it's also Black Panther weekend. Okay. Wakanda forever. So we celebrate. We celebrate everything this week.
Y'all wear y'all white this weekend. Don't forget to put your white on going out there and celebrate for Chadwick.
Because I got mine. I hope y'all got yours. I got mine. So let's get into it. We jumping right on in today.
Jumping right on in.
So for those of you who haven't, we already went through episode 1 and 2 previously at the start of the season. So we've already recapped those. So we're going to start it from episode 3 on to episode 7. Yeah. So Desiree, what we got? Where were we at since we left off?
Let me think. Where did 3? Because I done watched the series like twice now from 1 to 7. So okay, hold on.
You were watching episodes? I was watching two
nights. I had a bad track. So let me think. Episode 3. Episode 3 is where we got into the business. Mm-hmm. And so Lestat helped Louis purchase the crime club that he wanted. He already, you know, ran some houses, mm-hmm. was making some money, one of the most respected Negroes, but he wasn't on the other man level, you know, still racism. We still mm-hmm. got, you know, segregation going on. So Lestat helped him purchase that prime property. He became one of the richest men down there as a man of color. Mm-hmm. And he gained him a little bit more respect. But they were still playing with him because at the end of the day, he a Black man. So episode 3 is where we get into mm-hmm. their little spat between him and the politicians, because they were putting in legislation that was going to be preventing him for making as much money and messing up his business, really. And this episode was one of my favorites because the payback in the end.
I loved it.
It was so dramatic, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all, this is one of my favorite scenes of the season. Because Louis went off.
He did. I like how he was sitting there, y'all. When that man came in his house, Louis was like, he was waiting.
He does a lot of posing in this series, y'all. That's some of the iconic shit in this series. Louis got some poses, some looks, boy. But long story short, he took that man out and then put him on display. Put that body on the fence for the other white folks to see.
And started a race riot.
Started a race war. They burned his shit down and everything else in the Black community. Mm-hmm. And this is how we get Claudia, because in the midst of everything burning down, he sees her and he saves her. And she's 14 at the time, which is different from the books.
Mm-hmm.
And from the movie. Mm-hmm. She's a little younger in the movie. So for this series, she's 14. And so they save her. He convinces Lestat to turn her because she was about to be bun up. And she becomes his daughter in a way.
Because, you know, Louis, unlike, you know, Lestat at that point, he's just like, as long as I have my companion, I'm good. But Louis was a big family man. And yeah. At the time that him and Lestat were growing closer and closer together, it was pushing his family away.
Because I feel like deep mm-hmm. down they knew.
Yeah.
They couldn't put their finger on it, but they knew, and outside of it being the homophobia of it all, because there was some definite homophobia there.
And the interracial relationship.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. Because they kept saying with that rich white man. Mm-hmm. But outside of the homophobia of it, they knew something was off. And that scene with the baby had my heart clenched. I just knew he was going to bite that damn baby.
That was so much intense storytelling, y'all. The storytelling, and it had me on the edge of my seat in a lot of these scenes. It's some very good writing and storytelling, especially we're bouncing back and forth scenes between Louis's life story and present day, the right. actual interview process, which is also very good writing. It's the rapport that Louis has with Daniel.
With Malloy, yeah.
And that's a good, I like their rapport, because it's like, you know how sometimes the series are like, oh, I don't like the B plot, or I don't care about the story. I was very much invested in both stories.
In both sides, yeah. I wanted mm-hmm. to hear about the history, but I also wanted to see like what happened with them mm-hmm. and why this story didn't get told the first time. What's the beef Daniel got? Why is Louis reaching out for him all these years later that he got to fly all the way to Dubai? Like, that plot itself is also very good.
Mm-hmm.
And Malloy is one of my favorite characters. Daniel is a smart ass and he's funny.
Mm-hmm. He do not be impressed by nothing. He do not be moved, and he can spot BS from a mile away.
And he finds the holes, baby. He be finding the holes in the story. And it's funny because you see Lestat go back and be like, yeah, okay, so what I meant to say was, because he'll call him out in a heartbeat.
Because that's what happened. Because I think the original interview took place like 20 or 30 years in the past when Daniel was younger.
He was in college.
He felt like
he missed the important questions.
He felt like Louis wasn't being honest. He felt like Louis wanted to tell a glossed over, sugar-coated story of his life. And Daniel's like, if you're going to tell the story, tell the whole story. Like, tell the truth. Don't just tell the parts that you want people to like give us the good and the bad.
The whole thing, yeah.
And you see that a lot of that happening, especially in terms of Claudia. And it's like, I know that Louis and Lestat they were close. They had a really, really strong bond. But his relationship to Claudia, he
clung to her.
That was his whole heart right there. Like, he really considered that like his child. And you see that it comes to the point where Claudia was wilding out because she was, you know, young, want to be move on her own, get her independence, and left.
I blame that shit on Lestat. Because we saw her go left. And you know when she went left? She went left when Lestat took her up there to damn Hump Booty Central Point where the folks go to make out. And she was like, wait a minute.
You hear that part in the episode when Lestat told what Lestat was telling Louis, and you hear them in the background. He's like, you took her where?
Girl. Who's like, why did he? Because I feel like he did it on purpose. I don't think that it was like a training or hunting. I think he knew that was going to awaken her puberty stage, so to speak. Because she was essentially 14 when y'all got her. So she didn't know none of that shit. She was naive mm-hmm. as hell. But the years were passing and she was still in that naive state. I think he did it on purpose because I think at that point he was like, excuse me, he was a little jealous. He mm-hmm. wanted his bond. He wanted to have mm-hmm. a space with her because he knew that her and Louis had something different. And mm-hmm. It was petty. I feel like it was petty.
But that's the thing. Louis was always a family person, and he looked at Claudia as the replacement family. He really really wanted that family bond. You see, he was close to his mom, his brother, and his sister. He was so close to them. I don't know about
his mama. Was close.
Well, he provided for them. I'll put it. He was the provider for their family.
Yeah. He did right by her.
And so when Claudia finally is like, okay, I'm grown. I've been at this for, let me go live my life. And as an adult. When
she put on that fur and that damn hat.
You could tell her not to come down the stairs, child.
She said, I got it off of girls in the alley between bars. I said, not you killing off the street girls so you can have a cute outfit, honey.
Claudia was trying to be grown. Claudia was out here trying to do her thing. And yeah, she actually did met a nice young man, but she just was not, he was a human, and she was still a new vampire. So she just couldn't control herself. And
she wasn't trained enough to be out there in the streets trying to fall in love with humans.
Broke her heart that she killed him, and
Lestat
didn't give her any kind of sympathy and compassion at all. He's just like, that's just what you get. Anybody tell you go out here and find you a little human and stuff, you don't know what you're doing. You done killed him. He dead. Let's go and throw his ass in the incinerator.
Now watch him burn. That was cruel, though. That was cruel as hell.
And she just, remember, and then she's still young-minded. She couldn't handle it. And so that was like, she had to go after that, you know, bad and get in all this. She was just killing left and right, killing, sloppy killing. Louis and Lestat covering up
keeping souvenirs. Let me tell you, when those folks came to the house to investigate, and she had that damn half-dead ass body in that room, I was dying while she's sitting up here trying to find all the souvenirs and hide them away. I was like, this girl crazy.
Hey, she was doing too much. I think it was good that she went to go find herself after that, because she was wilding.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, she was a bit of in depression herself. As well, yeah. She was probably feeling stuck. And the thing is, remember, she was saying that, you know, Louis had Lestat. She felt like she needed a companion.
She needed somebody who was going to love her. And then I'm mad that she got out there and got mistreated. I hate that for her. And I've said this already, y'all, and I'm going to say it again. I need to read the damn books, because there are the differences in the original movie and the series, but also things in the series that may have been pulled from the book that were not pulled in the movie. And so I need to do some more research on this vampire that found her at random in America.
I think his name was Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce, because he could hear Louis calling out to her, and he was like, well, who the hell he calling out to? Let me go find it, girl. He keep calling her name. Mm-hmm. They allude to a rape, but you never get the full details, because again, Lestat leaving them holes ripped them pages of the diary out. Louis leaving them holes ripped the pages of the diary out so that Daniel could not read her, I'm sure, very detailed
because she was depiction of the other,
honey. I need to go read the book, because I want to know what that really was.
And how many times, you know, was it, did he make her try to stay and be his companion for a while? Or was it
one-timer
or something like that? Or was it maybe she might have been in an abusive relationship for a while? And maybe that's why she went back to Louis, because she kind of knew that was a possibility with him. So yeah, that would be interesting to know what took place. But Lestat said he knew, because Louis said he wouldn't read her mind to find out what really happened. Lestat did. He said he don't give a damn. I'm gonna know. And he said he listened to the
other vampire because he couldn't get
Claudia.
He listened to Bruce
and found out the whole story,
because Bruce be thinking about her still. He talked to her with that, and I was like, that's fucked up.
Exactly. And you see, the whole time Claudia was gone, I think they said she was gone for like 6 years. Louis was in a real bad depression.
The whole baby, that house got so daggone raggedy and dirty. I was so upset.
He was severely depressed. He didn't talk. He didn't leave out the house. He wasn't in his little fancy clothes no more. He was ignoring Lestat, and that's what like pissed Lestat off because he's like, the hell,
I'm here, nigga. I ain't going nowhere.
I'm the companion. I'm the companion. But that was like he lost a child. He couldn't get over it.
Right, right,
He
right.
lost his child, and it's like he lost his family twice. He lost his human family and his vampire family. So Louis
Well,
was
three
really.
times, really, because you lost your family initially because you had to separate yourself. Then you got Claudia, you lost her. And then you lost your family for real, for real. And this is when Claudia came on back because your sister said, "Hey, my boy, come meet me here. Mama dead. We want the house. Whoop, whoop." And then you show up thinking you're gonna meet her at your mama's tombstone. And bitch, your tombstone right underneath it. She killed your ass off too and said that you had to stay out of her life. And that was best for her and her family. So that shit, that's traumatizing. Like, bitch, you put me in a grave and you know damn well I'm not dead.
Oh, she said, "Well, buddy, you did too." She said, "I have to do this for my own mental peace." And I know that crushed him. And good thing, and I think maybe that was good that Claudia was spying on him, even though she not, you know, supposed to spy on people, but I think she needed to see that.
Yeah, definitely, because that was when she got her understanding of who she was always meant to be in his life, which was he didn't need a daughter, he needed family. And so I'm his sister. I am replacing that what he lost. And so that's when she came back and was like, okay, that's how we gonna run this though. I'm your sister, I'm not your child.
And she came back, and of course, Louis was just like instant. I don't forgive you. I forgive you. I'm sorry. He didn't know what he did. He just, I'm sorry. I'm just glad you're back. And da da da. And let's start. You know, like this. He can't run
Whole
that
baby, and that listen, if that ain't the most jealous hearted catty male vampire, he's so catty it makes me sick.
He is, and he petty, and he real petty.
Real petty, but then pissing me off because whole time you got Antoinette on the other side of town. Baby, what is it about this ugly lady that you like so much? Because if Louis is your heart, why you can't let her go? I was frustrated the whole time. And then I'm going to jump fast forward real quick to the last episode because I knew that bitch was a vampire. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Because you act like you was going to kill her. Then you would keep her around. And when Louis said, for some reason, Claudia's refusing to talk to me. Mentally, she's holding back on her gifts. I knew she sent something. And I was like, it's another vampire nearby.
She heard.
And I and then at the ball, they tried to play it off when Louis heard her in his head, like, oh yes, this ballroom, what the man say? Voices spread, because he did say something that Louis heard on the other side of the room. But Louis tried to play it off his head, like, oh, okay, so I'm just hearing her on the side of the ballroom. She here somewhere. No, that heifer was in your head. You was right. I knew she was coming.
That's why I'm just he oh my gosh, that just he because he made Antoinette he and the thing is he made her kept her to himself but also used her to spy on them too. Let's not be
Right.
doing too much. He be doing too
Because I
much.
definitely was, I was confused at how he knew LaMama had got on that damn boat. And I was like, how did he find her on this boat?
Train,
But
the train.
was it a train? Oh yeah, the first time was a train when she tried to escape. You're right. It was a train. The boat was at the end. Yeah. So when she got on that train and she was hiding and they done checked everybody and all of a sudden here he come ripping off heads, talking about, ma'am, you can't go nowhere.
He did. He showed out on that train. He showed his ass when
He
he
show out
popped in
every
there.
time he turn up.
He showed out. And that going back, speaking of showing out, we got to see the real Lestat. When,
Oh, that fight.
yep, when he tried, that wasn't no damn fight. That
That
was
was a domestic dispute, okay?
some beat down. That was an ass
For
whooping
all of
to
two
the
seconds.
maximum level.
For all of 2 seconds, I thought Louis had got his bearings and had got, got a hold of the stat and had whooped up on him a little bit when he was like, it's fine. Don't come in here.
We
I'm
through.
okay.
We
We
done.
threw. I thought, okay, I done wrangled him down. And then these niggas come flying through the wall again. I was like, oh my God.
And I feel bad for Claudia because she literally had, and the thing is, it started because Lestat went and was trying to lay into Claudia, and Louis was like, get your hands off of her. And that's when he went ham. And he gave him an immortal ass whooping.
And that's the thing. How long you got to heal, my nigga? Like, I just flew you thousands and thousands of feet in the air and dropped your ass. Now you got to heal. And I'm not going to be around for this healing. I'm going to leave and leave your ass sick. But then he going to come back and play sugar daddy with all the damn gifts. Baby,
Claudia was not playing no with him. She said, we don't want it. She had
that
nothing for
gift
him after
sequence
that.
was funny to me. That
It
gift
was.
sequence was very funny to me.
She
But
had
I wouldn't have
had
had none for him
nothing.
neither. I
She
wouldn't have
had
had none for him.
nothing. And you
Because you need
see,
to check and make sure he was good.
at all. And you know what? I really like how they included in that. And this is why I was okay with how they switched up the races of Claudia and Louis. Because it was you have to think about it in the way that they're being treated, even though they're vampires. She's like,
You
we
hold me
his,
hostage.
and she's like, oh, he think we his slaves.
Okay, master. She do call him master a couple times.
She did. She was like, he think we his slaves. Look how he treating us.
Yeah.
And she wasn't here for it. She was not about that forgiveness life. She's like, you're not going to treat my Louis any kind of way, because she's the one that helped nurse him back to health.
Right. With that damn goat chasing the goat in the circle around the house. That shit was funny to me. And she's probably one of my favorite characters.
She's
She.
also that brings me to she is my favorite character because her she had some of the best kills in the
That
series
too. But she
as
did all the
well.
damn killing, hell.
She
That end scene, baby, that way she flew across that room and attacked it. Listen, I am not going to ruin all of episode 7 for those of you who are watching this, even though we told you not to.
them kills,
Episode
they
seven.
all had a perfect kill. Claudia, when she jumped at the dude, Louis snatched somebody's jaw. Lestat, when he
That shit
pulled,
was gruesome too,
when
yeah.
he
Like,
Lestat pulled that lady under the piano.
oh, the one who he had got in the hallway before.
Yes, he
Yeah.
snatched her ass under that damn piano. They had the episode 7, that the kill scene, the big kill scene, everything was perfect.
Episode 7 was perfect because I also like how they played on these folks' greed. Because all y'all townspeople know damn well something ain't right with this family. Y'all have all said it. But Buddy said when they walked in the door, where do you find the devil to make a deal? And so you know damn well something is going on. But y'all still accepted the invitation to find out what the Fountain of Youth was because y'all thought y'all was finna get some magical potion so you could be just like these folks that y'all despise so much and was so leery about. Typical shit, y'all. It's like hollering Illuminati, the Illuminati. And then when somebody say, but you can make a sacrifice to get in, you like, hell yeah, what I gotta do?
Exactly. Talking shit about them the whole time. Everybody at that party was damn talking shit about them. And they did get theirs in the end. That was a very well coordinated kill. That was a very good idea on Claudia's behalf
I loved it.
to
She
go
is
after
very
them.
wise in this series, even though she was 14. I feel like she had that thirst for knowledge. And over the years,
Because
she's
by
gotten
episode
out of that
seven,
mindset.
By
She in
episode
what, her
seven, she was
30s?
30. Yep, she was in her 30s by then.
Yeah. So she grown wise. And I like that about her character. And the fact that she wanted to go to all them places to find these other
I
vampires.
think that was a good idea too, because all the world she knew Louis Lestat and then that and then the Bruce guy. But she's like, it's gotta be more, but I think she wanted to be surrounded by her people. And
Right.
I
And
think
she
that
wanted to
also
know the
speaks
real
to
deal because she
she
know
wanted to
Lestat
know the
ain't
truth.
telling the whole truth.
Exactly. And I think that even speaks to her on an ethnic level. If you're surrounded by a bunch of people that hate
You can't relate to.
you can't relate to them. You want to find your tribe. And I really feel like, and that was a part of her going back for Louis, is that Louis was part of her tribe. And
I agree.
something that was really that stood out to me was that even when she said, I'm going on the train, like I want you to come with me, and he didn't go, but she told him everywhere that she was going to go. He memorized it. And the thing is, when he let her go, he said, I wanted to stay in that park and wait for the sun to come up. Because even though he let her go and it might have seemed like he picked Lestat, he didn't. And that's why Lestat went to go get her off that damn train. Because he's like, oh, no, just because you say you picked me, you're going to be depressed for, what, another 6-7 years?
Another, right. Because you just got back, right? We're not doing this again.
We're not doing this.
He was like, he needs you and I'm not going to let you go nowhere. Come on, girl. Let's go. I'll lift up this train.
I love the way the camera did that pan out, because Louis came back to the house after he decided he wasn't going to step into the sunlight. And he came in and Lestat was like, you know, I'm just watching the news and, you know, it's some wars about to pop off, some stuff going on with Germany. And then the camera pans over to Claudia sitting there looking pissed. He's like, aren't you glad I brought our dear sister back home so she wouldn't be involved in any of that?
He got on my nerves. He's so manipulative. The whole series, this version of Lestat, I think, is far more manipulative than the one in the movies, than in the original movie. Mm-hmm. I don't remember this level of narcissism, or it being highlighted as much as it is in the series. Okay. And like I said, I haven't read the books, y'all. So if that is how he is naturally in the books, I'm not aware because I haven't read them. But it is definitely highlighted more in the series than it was in the movies.
Exactly. I'm with Claudia, like, Louis, you gotta let this you gotta let
it's go. Toxic. What they so much toxic.
And even Daniel, and going back to the, you know, the present day, Daniel, the whole interview process, Daniel kept telling him he really was. So he was firing shots. So he was throwing shade the whole interview. Like, this sound like an abusive marriage. You sound like you're excusing his behavior. Like, oh, he just whooped my ass, but you know, I still forgave him.
But I love him.
I'm gonna stand by him. He only did that one time. He did buy me this gift.
I made him hit me. No, you know, not funny, y'all. Let me stop laughing. That's not funny. There are real life scenarios like that, but the way it was played Daniel's up in delivery, this series.
Yes, Daniel's delivery of it was hilarious because he was sitting there looking at Louis like, you full of shit, trying to make this seem like a good guy.
And he even called him his master at one point.
Because they
think Daniel said that too.
He did, because I think he brought up the race issue, the racial dynamics in it too. And he was like, you know, like, you don't see how this looks on the outside. Are you that like in love that you're not seeing it? And then meanwhile, y'all, if you ain't watched episode 7, just go on, press pause, just stop it right here.
You know, because we're gonna get into the end. Meanwhile, because it's the best part.
Meanwhile, this whole time, your boy Rashid up here, he while walking through the sunlight and whatnot, and Louis done fed off of him, and he's just like, oh, Mr. Dupont Dulac, and he need this, and he calling doctors and setting up appointments.
And he keep poking his chest out at Daniel every time Daniel say some shit he don't like. That's the point that's funny to me. You can see the defensiveness.
And at the end, because after Louis tried to sit here and lie, talking about, oh yeah, we killed Lestat, he's like, now Louis, you know good goddamn well, you just told me it was only certain ways you could kill a vampire and you didn't do those things. You ain't do that. So don't sit here and lie to me and tell me that you killed him, and stop acting like Claudia was just mad about the transition. You know, she was mad at you. You ain't killed Lestat. Stop lying. And he's going at him like he's in his face going at him. I don't know about y'all. I would not be going at a vampire like that.
Daniel said he didn't already had to run in where you didn't jacked him up one time, so he got Parkinson's. He ready to go.
He said I was not finna do it. And so back there, Rashid, he in the background. We ain't even looking at Rashid. We looking at Daniel going off. We ain't even looking at Rashid back there taking his gloves off, taking his contact lenses out in the back. The next thing you know, we see feet floating in the air, and I'm like,
man,
what?
I knew it was something. I knew it was something though, because he popped up in that man's dream.
When they was at some the bar. Point,
they when was they at- yeah, from when that from back when they were at the bar. And oh, that's what he said to Louis was, "You have your fun." And to me, that sounded like somebody like been there, done that, gone by, go on, do what you're gonna do. I'm good. I don't need to do that with you. But and so at that point, I was like, why he sound like the damn daddy in the situation? But right now he'll play servant. Something about that ain't right.
Exactly. So, because I was trying to put it together. I was like, did Daniel dream this? And maybe he's thinking that he needs to save Rashid because maybe Louis is trying to create a whole nother dynamic of a family. Or was Rashid there the whole time? And I was trying to put it together. But then we come to find out Rashid has been there the whole freaking time. He was always there.
And that man ain't no damn Rashid.
And in fact, he said he's the one that saved Daniel when Louis tried to kill him.
He is.
And he said, you don't remember me, do you? That's a, you know how he said that. That's how you can tell he older, because everything Rashid do be calm. He was like, you don't remember me, do you? You don't remember I was there the first time when y'all had this little thing going on. He's Louis, and we find out Rashid, that ain't his damn name anyway.
That's not his government.
That is the vampire Armand, and he is 514 years old.
And okay. The love of Louis's life.
And this man called the son a mediocre star. I said,
because what them rays doing to me, my boy, I'm walking in the sun.
I said, how old I got to be able to call the like son mediocre. A mediocre star? Listen, I ain't never think of nothing like that.
Because I live in the South. It's too hot to be calling the sun mediocre, okay? Let me tell you the truth. It's hot out here. Mediocre is not the word. But no, I thought that was amazing segue to the next season in terms of where we're going to go. Because y'all know, if you've watched the movie, you get Armand over in Paris. But that's because you see them travel over there, find this group of vampires, blah, blah, blah. So I'm sure we're going to segue into that part of life with Louis and Claudia. But this was a good segue into it, because now I'm on the edge of my seat. Like, oh, so we are going to get this storyline. Because at first I wasn't sure where the series was going to go. I was like, are they going to put everything from the movie in one series and then one season and then that's it? Or what is the limited series? What are we going to do? So I like that. And then it gives you more of an idea of how far we're going to span into the books. Mm-hmm. Because like we said before, there are multiple books. So it gives me reason to believe they're going to venture into a little bit of everything, which is great.
I'm a little scared of Armand. You know, I had one thought when I was talking to my mom, because my mom, she's watching it. She's avidly watching this too. I said, you remember at the beginning when Daniel said he told his bosses he was going across the world to interview the most dangerous man on the planet? Louis is not the most dangerous man. Armand is.
Well, we as far as we know.
Yeah, as far as we know this, but as far as in this interview, it is not Louis. It's Armand. He was able to show restraint at a level that is scary.
Babe, but the servitude is what's getting me, because how you the old school, you the old head, but you, like you, you put this man on this pedestal. And then I wonder what lifestyle he's living now as a 500 something year old vampire in love with a younger vampire who doesn't kill anymore and only eats animal blood and sometimes partakes of willing humans. Like, what kind of lifestyle you living?
But I think it was all an act, because I think that he wanted to just be able to let Louis get through his interview, and maybe in the beginning he didn't want to be known.
And there's something more to that too, because he said right before we got the solid introduction, he said, you're gonna regret what you're saying to him now when you understand the depth of everything. So there's something we missing. We missing something. We gonna get next season, I'm sure, but it is definitely a missing piece. So I'm excited about season 2. Come on, Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire. Come on, AMC.
And she's created, if you watch it in the beginning, it starts with like a mortal universe. So we ain't stopping at just the vampires. They're going to go into her stories about the witch covens and everything. So I'm really, and they're all going to be connected. So I'm really excited.
As long as they don't mess this up.
You know? I mean, I don't think they off to they off to a really good start. The actors are just amazing.
Very well picked. Very well picked.
I was satisfied with all of the casting choices, and I don't always say that.
Yeah, I agree. Down to the raggedy man at the door who tried to steal money. They all was very good picks. And and one of my other favorite characters, cause she remind me. Okay, y'all. Harlem Nights. If y'all don't know, Harlem Nights is my favorite Black movie. Probably my favorite movie in general that's not horror. And Della Reese plays the madam in Harlem Nights. And the girl that they have, who pretty much seems like she's Louis' version of the madam in his whole house, is one of my favorite characters. Because, baby, that scene where that man tried to give it to her the wrong way, for lack of a better word, and she said, "You just don't do that."
And she was not playing with him either. She was not playing. You right.
Telling the truth, look at it. I was like, no, ma'am, we're not looking at this man business. She is also one of my favorite characters. I almost forgot about her. She gave me life. She didn't have a whole lot of role, but she gave me life. But she was a good pick because she puts me in the mind of that Della Reese personality at the whole house.
And that's when you call it good casting, because everybody, even no matter how big or small their role is, everybody that came in killed their role.
Yeah,
they came in, they did what needed to be done. Even the young gentleman that Claudia was dating briefly, he was like kind-hearted, he was sweet,
he was
like
a captive.
Nice, exactly, looked like a nice guy, and it's like you felt for him when he passed. So casting across the board
was
very, very well thought out. So Desiree,
I'm here.
Will we give it? Will we have? You know, we have a rating system now. We doing 1 to 5 skulls, y'all. So
it's gonna be my first rating of a 5 skull for something that we watched recently. This is my first 5 skull rating. That's what I'm giving. I have no complaints. Nothing outside of like. Yeah, no, I don't have no complaints. Ain't no holes in the story. Ain't no plots that don't make sense. I don't have no complaints. 5 skulls for me.
I'm going to say 5 too. Five skulls for me as well. My only complaint is that I wish that there were more episodes.
Right. Why y'all 7 episodes is really, really short, y'all. Season 2, can we add another 3? Like, the standard is usually like 3, like 10. So go ahead and give them 10. Or I'll settle for the 7 if y'all that type of show that's going to give me a holiday break and come back in February with the next season, then I'll let y'all have it. But if I got to wait a whole year and on some Game of Thrones type shit, I ain't 7 ain't enough.
That wasn't enough for me, dog. That wasn't enough. I needed more. And me and Desiree watched the episodes multiple times. Like, one watch was not even enough.
Definitely did double watch everything.
I had to go back and rewatch these things, because there's things that I missed, because I'm looking at this character and I need to go back and I need to look at this character. And I need to go back and
watch Rasheed take his contacts out. Girl, I missed all of it.
He was so subtle with it. It wasn't even like some people that's fighting like, oh yeah, I'm about to throw down, I'm about to go here. He just looked like, I said, his level of restraint was something else. He was literally in the back just like,
I missed that. So
this man don't know who I am, but he about to find out though. I'm gonna have to show him who I am.
And you know what? This is how good this series is. I was watching episode, I think like 5, and everybody in my house was sick last week, y'all. I'm still sick. I'm still in the weather. But because everybody was sick, they kept coming through the living room. And it would be like they would stop and get enthralled in the television because of the show and what's going on, to the point where my 15-year-old has started from the beginning watching episode 1, as well as my significant other, who don't usually watch this stuff with me, because he'd be like, "You watching that old shit?" Anything that's like back in the gap, 1700s and beyond. I love period pieces. He always come in and be like, "Oh, you watching that shit again?" So the fact that he is also enthralled and I'm watching for the third time with him, from episode one, and the 15-year-old from episode one. That's how you know it's good, because everybody in my house was like, hold on. They had to stop and pause and start watching. They was like, I need to watch from the beginning.
You gotta start this over. Even my mama was like, I gotta watch this from the beginning. She done told my oldest niece, you need to be watching this show.
Tell
people, y'all have to watch this show. I'm glad. I think they've already been renewed for the next season.
Yes, so they have confirmed the second season. Yeah.
We're gonna get the continuation of it. I was completely satisfied with this series. I do want to throw that out there, though, for the people who like vampire shows. Let the Right One In on Showtime.
I could not started it yet because I was so caught up in this. But I love the original movie, so I'm gonna get into that too.
I like it. That's actually my replacement show now.
That's what I was just about to say. Well, I guess we'll start that now that we're finished here.
And it's actually a good replacement. I'm not even gonna lie. It's actually a good show. I think that's another one I wish more people were watching. It's starring Anika Noni Rose.
Enough. Oh, is Anika in this? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that. I love Anika.
In this show, she's the mom of the little boy that befriends the
vampire. Okay. So I need to start that. I have been simultaneously watching this other vampire show. It's kind of corny. But it had me captivated because of the lore behind the show. What's it called? Something Academy. I can't think of the name of it right now. It's on a Peacock.
I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is kind of corny, but the lore behind it was what kept me like, okay, because it's a different vampire hierarchy than what we're used to. So I was like, okay, where are they getting this stuff from? Let me go read up about this now. And it wasn't bad, y'all. I have to backtrack and give y'all the name of that show, but it's on a Peacock. And that one just went off too, so I would definitely be replacing it with the Let the Right One.
Yes, there you go. We got your vampire shows in here. Get it all in. We hope you guys enjoyed this review. Like and subscribe to this YouTube channel so that you know.
Get us in the comments.
Mm-hmm. And as always, if you're not in the Horror Hooch Facebook group.
Where you at?
You guys have a good and fun Thanksgiving holiday. Have a good Black Panther weekend. My sorors turned up for Centennial. Got to catching everybody this week.
Right. We got all everything. And then we're going to holler at you for Christmas, y'all. We'll see y'all at Christmas. Y'all know we take a little break. We like to enjoy our families too. But we'll holler at y'all at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. You guys have a safe rest of the month. We'll see you soon.